Now, let's just talk for a bit. Talk about bondage, submission, enjoyment, and the importance of communication. Open your mind and visualize along with me. Often it helps to learn an object lesson, to take part of our mind and visualize it, externalize it, into a form we're familiar with. So the abstract elements of your mind working through things can be turned into physical things you can work with, giving your subconscious a language to speak to the conscious mind, and sometimes that can help you work through your thoughts, turn the subconscious desires or needs into conscious and well-known, well-trod pathways. It's a way to speak to yourself, to take a moment off from any hypnotic or pleasurable high you might be on, and really consider your situation through the filter of metaphorical visualization. We're all familiar with the hypnotic element where you say your innermost thoughts without having a filter. It's a very basic suggestion where your common sense or ability to keep from just saying whatever flows into your head gets switched off. Externalizing your inner dialogue. But this is about a much more wholesome version of that. Externalizing your inner consent dialogue. It's a stigma-free way for you to affirm that you really want to do what you're doing. Everyone will know the game, the nature of it, and you will let the uncensored, constantly flowing narrative of how you feel about what's going on flow out of you. Often, societal expectations or our own natural shyness can keep things in. So externalizing things into a particular form can help you open up with yourself and with a partner. Make it easier for communication to flow. Communication is good. Communication is everything. Even now I am communicating ideas to you. So, this is a method for you to communicate with your top in any context, from rope bondage to sexual play to hypnotic play. This is a system you can alert them to, but it's also a powerful mental visualization and anchor. You're going to have this image. It's going to be a way you have a free and open conversation with yourself that is hypnotically supported to be more powerful, more striking, and more honest. You see, in every interaction between you and a sexual partner or a play partner, communication's important. There's all sorts of connotations. We classify things we would like or dislike doing. You may explore your limits. That's half the fun, and it's part of the fun of bondage, too. But if you're exploring your limits, communication becomes even more important. Being pushed to the edge of thought by your desire for pleasure. So what we're going to do is we're going to build a bridge, a chain, an idea which is indelible, which is about facts rather than your mental state. We're going to build a way for you to communicate from the deepest depths of your subconscious mind into the conscious world. And this communication is automatic, no matter how deep you get. Now you may be dreamy and distant and deep, and therefore your words may come out dreamlike and slow or even seductive. But when the words emerge from you, no matter what state of pleasure your mind's in, and no matter what state your body's in, hypnotic or otherwise, you will find a way to communicate the particular consent you have for the situation that's going on. And this will be more than just saying what you like and what you don't like. You can also say, go slowly. This system will also let you say, yes, more of that. I love that particular thing you're doing. Please keep going. And it will let you ask for things to be paused, for the play to stop so you can talk about it. All the things that are good for normal consent practice. But here, they're amplified. Here they're more powerful because you're going to be signaling these, whether you think about it or not. And isn't that great? Isn't that the seamlessness you want? Instead of feeling like you're breaking up the scene, instead of feeling like, oh, I should make a decision about whether I want to point out I'm uncomfortable with something, you are going to know that your consent communications are part of you, that they are bound around you, that you are chained to the truth of what you like. And any partner you're with is just going to have to know, just going to have to respect that you communicate your consent automatically, hypnotically, truthfully, that you will sometimes really, really know how you feel about something on a subconscious level, and conscious you will only notice it when you're signaling red or yellow or green, when you're saying more, more, when you're saying, go slow, but I want to explore this, when you're saying, let's stop for now. Those thoughts will be coming from a deep place inside of you. They will be true. They will be free. There won't be any of the pressure that might normally keep you from speaking up about your needs. So now that you know what we're going to build, and you think maybe you'd like to try it out, let's keep going. Keep exploring. And I will describe in rigorous and complete detail how to have a complex system like this be coded to your deeper mind, and how it can free you to know anyone who understands what your triggers, your personal comfort is like, is going to experience this and see it as a bonus, a great thing where they can know if you really like something or if you need a break. Trust me, when someone's topping you, you as the bottom may be thinking, oh, but what if they're bothered by the fact that you express your consent needs? But really, that's what they want you to do. Anyone who's topping you and looking to have fun relishes when they hear the green or the yellow or the red, because then they know that they can steer the scene a new way with your assistance and understanding. They know if they need to stop for a sec. They know if they need to keep going because you're saying green, green, more of that, more of that. So what we're going to do is we're going to sort the field of your fetishistic mind, the parts of you that slip closest to subspace, and I'm going to give a little pep talk. And a lot of what I've been saying is the induction itself. I've been laying out firm visuals and benefits that you'll gain by following along. The knowledge of potential benefit is enough to engage your subconscious and conscious mind, and the description is the same kind of preparatory description I'm going to do in solidifying a clear system of signaling consent and desire, which, because it is a hard-coded suggestion, will be something that's a little easier to let out. In fact, all you have to do is get out of its way and let your mind, conscious and otherwise, signal what you want through that simple system and let people know. And there'll be a few extra little safeties built in. And the fun thing about safety in trance and in bondage and in play, the safer you feel, the more comfortable you are being adventurous, exploring your limits and knowing if you need to stop, you can. Someone who isn't really clear on safety things is going to be timid and not have as much time or as much fun as they'd like to have. Knowing that there's a firm understanding of consent frees you to explore, to feel, to be in the moment, and see where that moment may lead. Knowing that you're more free, the more safety you have, you understand that adding this kind of programming to your mind is just going to get you where you need to be. So follow along with me, visualizing the field of your mind. There may be more gradations in your consent system than just things you like, things you know you don't like, and things you want to try. But that sorting will play itself out. I'm giving you the tools to tune and tweak and direct the purpose of your consent system. I'm giving you some firm visuals. And I'm giving you the idea of shared consent and understanding. If you consent to something, but your top doesn't want to do it, then the thing won't happen. If you consent to something and your top wants to try it, the thing will happen slowly. If you signal that you love something, green, green, and your top feels the same way about it, you can bet the two of you are really going to have a good time with that. So those are the two types of classification, what you like and what you want at a particular moment. It can be useful to pre-classify. Imagine you did have a filing cabinet in the back of your fetishistic mind, and you could put each and everything in a different drawer. Green, for things you just know you kind of always like. Yellow, for things you either want to try or want to try more before you move them one way or another. And red, for things that just don't float your boat. You're just not up for that. And you use that information the way anybody uses their filing cabinet. You consult it. And then you go out in the world and you get experience. Every concept, everything in the world, every form of play or practice could be categorized in one of those three simple ways. Red, green, yellow. And for every person it'll be different. Whether it's anal pleasure, playing with your nipples, mutual masturbation, spanking, you will know how you feel about each thing. And over time your view will evolve. Files can be moved from one drawer, one cabinet, to another. But then there's that other layer. The layer in the moment. Remember what I mentioned, if you like something, but your partner doesn't? Well, then that's you putting the key into the green box and turning it. Yeah, in addition to the filing cabinets, you also have a chained up set of boxes for play. Everything you might open and take out. And in order to access it, both of you need to turn your keys and agree about the level. For example, if you say, hey, go slow, and your partner says, no, I don't want to do that at all, then you're not both turning the key in the yellow box. One of you's in red, one of you's in yellow. But the default is red. Nothing gets done. Of course, if both of you are turning the key in red, then you may want to pause and talk about it. But it's that basic idea. Each of you holds the key to play, getting yourselves aligned at the same level. There's a green box in your mind, storing everything that you are enthusiastic about. There might be a yellow box, and it has a single chain around it, locked so that the two of you can unlock it. And when it's open, what you take out may become green or become red later. And then there are things, maybe things you haven't tried before, or things you are pretty sure you might not want to. And you need to both unlock those in the red box. Things may change from one hue to the next. But you see, having a firm visualization of what you think you know and of what you learn in play lets you do something. It lets you open a pathway from your mouth to your subconscious awareness of how you feel about each fetish, each proposal. So if your top says, want me to play with your nipples? You could say green nipple stimulation, or yellow, or red. The words might just come out of you. I'm gonna play with your rear, your top might say. And you could say anal, green, or anal play, yellow, or red, or whatever applies. Just saying the category and the word will give enough information for your top to steer through. I mentioned the boxes changing colors. That isn't just about your comfort level. Over time, you'll realize you have a box for each partner, each situation, for each type of play. Maybe a public box and a private box. A box for me and a box for any other hypnotist you listen to. A set of boxes, in fact, for green and yellow and red. You know, of course, if something's green to one partner but red to another, it might be red if they're both there. You will know how you set things up. A green activity is something you want to encourage. And just remember, that pathway from your mind, your awareness, out into the world, it's something that's just going to feel right to talk about when you're around a top, a partner, someone who guides you and helps you to understand what you want and explore your needs. Even when you're on your own, it can help when you get really into a fantasy to say green, green to yourself. And every concept, idea, every form, every type of play goes in one of those boxes. And you're going to find your lips just moving, conveying how you feel. It will become natural to speak about your fetishes, your enjoyment, with green or yellow or red. And your partner will know when they hit on something you really love, because your mouth will babble the name of the fetish and the word green, or maybe just green and green, and you can rename things. These are variables and structures. I mentioned a filing cabinet, a system of boxes. I mentioned analog keys. But this could all just as easily be a file hierarchy, with a bunch of file folders on a computer, with a cryptographic key or a password. This could all just as easily fit into your architecture. I'm handing you tools, but because this is a consent-based system that even I myself must be subject to, you're the one building it. I'm giving you the visualization, the ideas, the potential to create this system, and you're doing just that. And the more you use it, the stronger it'll get. It makes a great safe word, makes a great way of communicating. And because the response is automatic, it'll always come from a sober, considered mind, honestly considering and conveying your views and thoughts. Because even if you're drunk off pleasure or deep in subspace, this system runs in the background. It runs parallel to everything else, operating on its own to communicate information. After all, it's always safe to communicate information about how you feel and what you want. But sometimes you can get a little lost in pleasure. So having this little trigger in you, this anchor and conditioning to just say the color and the fetish, to let people know. And the more people know about your honest desires, the beliefs of your mind, the more you reinforce who you are and build this system, since you with your likes and dislikes are communicating. That's exactly what's being given to the person working with you, honest and complete communication. The only way you can fully give of yourself to your partner is to give your honest thoughts, needs, and desires, your limits, your enthusiastic likes, and your maybe likes. All of them are a thing given over, and when you say green, green, you're responding to an unchained, unrestrained box which may be opened and manipulated more freely. This will reduce outside concerns and let you be in the moment. The more safety you have, the better you feel being able to indulge in the moment. You can purge yourself of a lot of worries if you know you're always going to automatically, subconsciously reflect your own desires into your partner's mind by saying green, yellow, or red. A simple expression, and you can rename these as you might rename a variable in a computer. You have control over the system you build. Like I said, I'm just arming you to take that system and implement it in the world. That's precisely what you're going to be able to do. These words aren't here to block a play. Many people think that limiters, words, and safety block pleasure, but these flow alongside pleasure. They help your partner seamlessly move to another thing you like more, or zero in on the things you love. So if you say the name of the fetish and the color, the name of the action and the color, if you communicate these things automatically, subconsciously, you're also going to turn your top on, because they know these are your honest feelings. Then when it comes to conveying the colors of your desire, of your need, of your self-exploration, they're flowing from an automatic, hypnotized, parallel system, so they are honest, and it can be a little fun, a little pleasurable, a little adventurous to find the color coming out of your mouth to be different than you expected, but then to go, oh yeah, that actually is true. To find knowledge in your body and mind's response to what your top asks if they can do to you. And when they ask, they put one key in the lock of the box, green or yellow, and then you countersign and let them try, or you let them go hard. Only you know your experiences, your alertness, awareness, desire, your exploration. You know where it comes from and where it's going, and no matter how deep you get, no matter how hypnotized, you will always be able to communicate your exact status for the benefit of your partner and yourself. Saying a color, saying which fetish you like. And if there are multiple things going on, you'll be able to dynamically categorize them, naming each thing and its current classification. You could rename it to stop, go, and careful. You could rename it to 1, 2, and 3. You could rename the categories, add extra ones, because as I said, This is an idea I'm giving you of a system that runs in parallel and is responsible for communicating your current fetish feelings in the middle of scenes, in the middle of files, in the middle of trying things new solo. This communication is beneficial, and it flows from a very deep part of you. But it's not something I did. It's not under my control, and I am subject to this same classification. And that's where the fun bit comes in. When something like this is a subconscious system running in parallel, it's something any hypnotist who works with you should know about. Because if part of your mind is saying red, or even yellow, then your mind is going to expect your partner to slow, to listen to that, to regard it. No one likes part of their mind to be saying something and have it just not be listened to or respected. Accordingly, this will reinforce that only things that get the green light, or at least the yellow light working toward green, will even work. If your mind is conditioned that things that are red need both keys to turn, that same subconscious system is going to decide whether your key turns, whether that box opens. You now have a very firm visual of that secondary system running its many colors in many categories and many situations. They'll vary from person to person. They'll vary from fetish to fetish. But you have the ability to have those subcategories in place, waiting to work. Waiting to work their magic and bring greater pleasure and understanding between you and your top, between you and yourself, giving you the ability to just uncritically, even automatically, say how you feel in color. Say how you feel in the way that your system works. Only you will know how your system departs from the basic model I've presented here. And any improvements you make are easy to make because this system does run in the background. It is something you built out of ideas I handed you, but you did the building. You hold the keys, the passwords. You hold the method and ability to understand your system and to explain it to others, how you automatically, subconsciously, in a way that is hypnotic and, above all else, completely free from concern, a way that is so automatic that it's just a fact of how you are, that you know no partner, no top would ever be bothered by you voicing your colored opinion of different fetishes, both because they want information and because this is just a fact of playing with you. It is a fact of your mind that you voice the particular type of progress you would like on a given fetish or category, that you voice how you really feel and what you really want, no matter what state of subspace or arousal or deep, deep desire you're in, no matter how much you're enmeshed in all the fun things you can do to your mind, you'll still say the right color, give the right idea, communicate the right impression, because it's only going to make things better. Giving more information more freely will only make things better for everyone involved. And those boxes are there. They are locked, but they are connected to you. You can turn the key. Your partner can turn the key. You work together to open the box and take out the fetishes you wish to explore. You will always be able to dynamically figure out, recategorizing. You may sometimes even be surprised that you really like something, but this is a type of communication, a road of comfortable, deep submission from inside that will always convey the color. If a partner asks, you'll be able to read the label on the box, to read the label of just how you feel about a particular fetish or activity, making it oh so incredibly easy for you to get all the information you might need in order to help them decide how to proceed, help them pivot to the most green, overwhelming, pleasurable yes, yes fetishes, and to go slowly with the ones in the middle, and to avoid the ones neither of you like, or one of you doesn't like, allowing you to communicate. And again, because this communication is so deep and is from a system you built, it's going to come alongside all the moans, all the mindlessness, and that can be quite pleasurable for your top to suddenly hear you passing on information. Like if they accidentally discover something you love, You'll be saying green, green, moaning, deep, subby. These communications can bypass all other things. Now maybe if you're playing a game where you stay quiet, green might be kept quiet. But yellow and red are just always voiced because, trust me, your top wants that information. And now you know how to build the system to convey it. Green and red and yellow. Files and passwords, keys and cabinets, simple tools of mental organization that are now running in parallel, in background, and they are free of stigma, free of concern, because everyone wants you to communicate, and it's only going to make everything even better.